Trump signs stopgap bill to fund government through midterms. President Donald Trump on September 2 signed legislation to fund the government until the midterm elections wrap up in November. The House passed the measure a day earlier in a 370-48 vote, meeting the two-thirds majority threshold needed to move the bill quickly under suspension of the rules. It would fund the government through December 11. Trump's rapid response team announced that the legislation had been signed in a post on X. On Wednesday, September 2, 2026, the president signed into law the Continuing Appropriations and Extensions Act, 2027, which includes a short-term continuing resolution that provides fiscal year 2027 appropriations to federal agencies through December 11, 2026, for continuing projects and activities of the federal government, and extends authorities for a broad range of programs including surface transportation and veteran programs. Often, stopgap funding bills pass relatively painlessly through Congress on election years in the immediate lead-up to the midterms, as lawmakers seek to avoid government shutdowns just before an election. The legislation sets guardrails for the Department of War, prohibiting it from initiating new programs, increasing production rates, or entering into multi-year procurement. It permits spending above the default rate, where necessary, to maintain certain programs, including the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. The bill prohibits the Office of Management and Budget from issuing or finalizing its proposed regulation for federal financial assistance. It stated that if the rule is finalized before the measure's enactment, it shall not have force or take effect through December 11. The rule was published in the Federal Register on May 29. Other provisions include delaying a ban on hemp for a month. While the Trump administration pushed for the delay, conservatives in Congress oppose it. House Speaker Mike Johnson has defended the continuing resolution. "We're going to avoid the threat of another Democrat shutdown," he said at a press conference on September 1. Johnson said the continuing resolution is to give appropriators more time to hash out a full-year budget bill. Republicans have made remarkable progress towards returning to regular order and restoring the appropriations process the way it's supposed to work, to a committee-driven approach, as it should be, he said. "And our appropriators have worked very hard to restore that muscle memory, and we are really, really grateful for their work because that is how you act as a good steward of taxpayer dollars and resources, and we're going to continue all that great work." Ahead of the vote, Democrats also expressed support for the continuing resolution. House Democratic Conference Chairman Pete Aguilar said there would be bipartisan support for the measure, and Representative Rosa DeLauro urged her fellow Democrats during a caucus meeting to vote in favor of the measure.